The Sure Thing Food Plumbing. This is Laura.
Oh, hi, Laura. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, Tina. I'm doing well.
Good. I was following up regarding your account and the cancellation request. I understand that you recently
I'm so sorry. I just, after going through it with my marketing manager, who's very familiar with all that, I did it in haste, and I should have reviewed it with her first and everything. So I would respectfully like to cancel out. I understand if I can't get a refund on my $200 I already spent. I haven't signed the agreement or anything yet. It's just not in our cards right now, to do this. So what can I do to get that canceled out? And does that have any effect on my Google page?
No, it wouldn't affect your Google page at all. Yeah, don't worry about that. But as you know, in the voice verification recording and the terms and conditions, the $199 that you paid is a non-refundable amount. Yeah, so
sure.
I can cancel it. But there's another suggestion I want to make, if I may, only because you did already pay for it and you're not on the first page. So you do have a verified Google listing, but you're nowhere to be found. So there's a book of business in your backyard that's slipping through your fingers, right? And this is something that will fix that for you, put you front and center and get your phone ringing with new business. So if you want to cancel it right now, Laura, I'll do it because I want to respect your wishes. But since you're not ranking, if you wanted to take advantage of the rest of the month that you paid for, you could also kind of do that and, you know, call before July 25th and cancel then, you know, because that way at least you could get your phone ringing and get some more bang for your buck out of what you've already paid. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, I'm going to put it on my calendar just to check in with it. And I'm not solely against it. I mean, I want us to be on that first page. Other than our marketing, like we're booked out. We're booked out 3 days in advance every week. And
good
I'm about. I just hired another plumber June 1st, and I already need to hire another plumber. I just
wow,
you know,
you're in a growth mode. That's awesome.
Oh, we are. Yes, I mean we're celebrating our. We're actually leaving today to take our team to the coast for the weekend to celebrate our 1 year anniversary in business.
Oh, you're a great business.
Yeah, I try to spoil my guys.
Appreciate your team. Yeah.
Aww. Yeah, I really do. I try very hard, you know, to when I can and
yeah,
probably overkill, but I just, you know, I don't want them to ever want to leave. And so we've got four plumbers on our, on payroll and,
wow.
But I need to hire an installer and it's wild right now. It's great. It's wild. And, and so I want whenever people put plumbing or whatever, I want to be, we own the Facebook market in our, all the local areas, all the neighborhood pages, all the mom groups. And that's what we focus on.
No
and
wonder why
your marketing
is huge. Yeah, it's huge.
Oh,
that's why they
have dominated it.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah, I was wondering because most people, Google allows us to bundle the service with Facebook ads, but you didn't have that extra component. But no wonder because you're already solid there. You know, you don't need that.
Oh, we are. I'm a commercial insurance agent, and I've been marketing in my area and networking in my area for a decade. And so I already had a lot of notoriety in the community and surrounding areas. So when we launched, I already had my army of social media networking partners who tag us and every single post of somebody saying, hey, I need a plumber. I mean, our name is tagged more than any other company out there. And so we really dominated that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I agree with you. I've already paid for it. It's not refundable. So let's let it ride. I'll just be really transparent with you, just from business owner to business.
Yes, of course.
My marketing manager, who does all of our Facebook stuff and everything, like she just got really apprehensive because the reviews you guys have are just not, most of them are, we found one positive thing on WordPress, but the problem with that is like the comments are turned off and anyone could have written it, you know, and so she's just very skeptical about it. And then and of course business owners, I understand business. I understand networking. I understand marketing.
Yes.
And I know that it's not overnight. It is not an overnight. You're not going to be on the first page the next week.
Right.
And that stuff, and it takes time. And so so when I look at those reviews and I explain this to my marketing manager, you know, a lot of that could be because the business owners don't understand. Like, you don't make one Facebook page or one Facebook post and then suddenly you have $20,000 in sales. It doesn't work that way. You know, it's
right.
about building. And so I
well,
err on the side of forgiveness with that. And those are people's opinions. And, you know, when people don't understand, they tend to be more on the hostile side.
That's
just her apprehension on that.
Thank you for addressing that, because I want to also make sure that, you know, you seem like you say you have forgiveness in it, but I want her to be comfortable too. So I could also explain it to her if you like. But if you Google just local splash reviews, you'll see on our Google business page, we have 983 reviews and over 800 of them are perfect 5-star ratings. You know, of
yeah.
course, there's going to be one off here and there that go in and you know, write
yeah.
something silly like, I was called too many times and I didn't like it and I hung up and I gave them 1-star. Well, okay, well, you haven't even worked with us, right?
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
yeah.
We have three 4-star reviews.
Yep.
One of them, they didn't even put anything. The other two were like, great service, very professional, did a good job, but we felt like the price was a little high. So they gave us 4 stars and so we replied and say, hey, we look forward to an opportunity to earn that 5th star. Like, well, you agreed to the fucking price. So,
right.
I mean, obviously it wasn't that bad. You're not going to give us 5 stars because our guys were excellent. Fixed the problem. We're on
yeah.
time. I only hire guys that have like manners that a mother
yeah.
would be proud of. Like I demand that of my guys because that's what sets us apart. There's a million plumbers out there and they all can fix shit, but I need you
yeah.
guys to go in and wow people. And I want our clients to love you so much that they want to adopt you. That's what I need. That's how I need you to act.
Yes. Oh, that's good. Yeah.
So, anyways. I get it.
That's annoying because I feel like some people, when they're behind a keyboard, they feel like they have so much more power than they would never do that to
a person. Oh, my God, yeah.
Like, you're here and you better earn your 5. No one would say that. But now that they're behind a computer, they think they can, you know.
Oh,
do
yeah. Everyone's wavos are way bigger behind a keyboard than they are in real life. So it's
right.
like a,
right.
You
and
know,
you can let her
veil.
Know, is it Alicia? Is that her name? Or is it Alicia?
Yes. That's,
Alicia. Okay.
It's Alicia. Mm-hmm.
Alicia. Okay. So you could let her know also that on our Better Business Bureau, if you pull that up, you could just put Local Splash on BBB. It'll say Local Splash has a 1.73 out of 5-star rating, which to me would be alarming. I would fall off my chair if I saw that, right? But
right.
the right next to that, it says Local Splash has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau. So I'm like, that doesn't look
okay.
like it makes sense, right? Well, the reason being is we've been in business for 19 years. In December, it'll be 20 years as a corporation. And over
mm-hmm.
the years, we've serviced over 48,000 active clients all over United States and Canada. Well, guess what? On the BBB, there's a handful of negative complaints that are posted. Out of 48,000 active clients, that's a drop in the bucket. You know,
yeah.
as to the,
yeah,
the potential clients that are actually happy with us. But the reason we maintain an A+ rating is that anybody that's ever officially written something about us, it's all been resolved. So there's not one
right.
client anywhere throughout United States or Canada that can legitimately say that Local Splash didn't fulfill what we promised them, you know? So,
hey,
and then,
I'm so sorry. I need to take this call.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to try to hold. It might be a minute, but this is the office line, so this is a client call.
Oh, wait. Take it. I'll
okay.
wait. No problem.
All right. Uh-huh. Hang on.
Sure.
Are you there?
I'm here. Yep.
Okay.
So what I'm doing here is I'll keep the account active. I also want to give you my direct line, which is extension 777. So my name is Tina, and anytime you call into Local Splash, if you put that 777, it'll ring to my desk. And then if Alicia wants to call in and I can explain all of this to her, she can. But if not,
yeah.
I see a request on here that you wanted to put her email as a contact for anything needed moving forward, right? Or should I leave it in yours?
I'll just leave it in mine so I don't have to hear it from her. I love her to death.
Okay.
I'll just let it ride for right now. She has the best of intentions and she cares. She's my sister-in-law. And she's brilliant with marketing.
She's
smart,
yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
She is a tough cookie, and she is so good. Her social media and the net, she's just killing it. I wouldn't mind letting it ride a little bit and just seeing where we go, because I would like very much, if you saw the interaction and our engagement online on Facebook,
yeah,
and you would be like, you guys should be. It's a crime that we're not on the first page of Google, you know. So
exactly, yeah,
yeah.
You're killing it with the social media, but yeah,
yeah. And Elisa's other apprehension was like $200 a month. Like, we can do this ourselves. I can do this, but we haven't. And it was because she's newer to the digital marketing stuff. I mean, she's killing it. She's an artist by at heart, but. The Google stuff is very different, and we were trying to do it in the very beginning a year ago, but we didn't have an actual physical. Our office address is our home, and we work from home, and so
yep.
it was a little complicated. So that was her other apprehension. She's like, I really just don't feel like we need to spend $200 a month for that. But I said, well, let's just do it and see how it goes. And of course, I signed up without even talking to her about it. And that's probably the other reason.
Well, a lot of people, especially if they're good at social media, they think I can get a verified Google listing and just get a ton of 5-star ratings on there. And automatically I'm going to show on the first page, which if that's the case, then yeah, don't spend $200 a month on it, because you can do that yourself, right? But
right.
It takes hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks. Then once you're ranking, Laura, Google changes the algorithms daily. I've seen it happen as frequently as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So when you have our service, you have a team of technicians here that on a daily basis goes in and updates your data and refreshes your information. And that way we make sure that you never fall off the first page. And
right.
I think that that's one thing that Alicia doesn't understand, you know, because she's so good at the social media, is that if you calculate out $199 a day, it comes to about, or over 30 days, it comes to about $6 a day. She would be spending way more than $6 in her time spent even trying to do all those algorithm updates to keep you there, even if she was an SEO guru, which it sounds like her specialty is, you know, the social marketing, which is great, you know. But she doesn't want to have to deal with that on top of what she, you know, that's going to cost her a lot more money in her time spent, you know. So
it'll cost me more money.
I guess that's true. If she's paid on an hourly, I don't know how she, but you're right. That's true. So so write it out. And then I know that you didn't do the terms and conditions, which you don't have to, but all it does is it locks in your rate. Because if you go on to our website, it shows you that the platinum package sells for $5.99 monthly with a $2.99 setup fee. So John got you into that special pricing. So when you go in and acknowledge it with your e-signature, all it does is it ensures that the rate never goes up and that you're locked into it. Also, in the terms, and you're already aware of this, but I just want to point it out to you, it does say that first page placement does typically take around 30 to 45 days.
And I'm very familiar with that. I know that it takes some time.
Okay, I figured. I just wanted to let you know, because usually it's the second month that you really see the program pop. Obviously, you're going to see activity within your first month because you already have the verified Google listing and we're already working on the programming. So that's a no-brainer, but it is the second month where you really see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition.
Okay. All right. I am going to, I'll just go ahead and get in there and I'm trying to find the email. Is it possible?
Oh, here,
I'll resend it.
Yeah, I'll resend. It's attached to the email that says local splash your initial invoice, but I'll just send it again and
okay.
It'll trigger
right
a fresh text. Oh, you found it. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I found it. Okay. Let me do this right here.
Yeah, you can imagine our prices have changed dramatically over the years, and sometimes if people don't do the e-signature, then, you know, when a rate increases, they're like, oh, no, I should have done it, you know, and I'm like, yeah, there's no trickery involved in it. It's just to kind of grandfather you into that rate, you know, so that it never goes up. So if the link opens up, all you have to do is scroll to the bottom. There's two boxes that you have to check, one to show you're authorized, the second to show that you receive text messages. And then when you hit confirm signature, it will ask you for the username and password, which, of course, you already have that in your welcome email.
Do I? Okay.
Mm-hmm. If you see that, that means it went through. If it's showing you anything else, then it's not going through.
Okay. So I don't see my username and password.
Oh, it's okay. It's in the welcome email, so let me look. I'll send you another question.
Oh, you're welcome.
Whose number is in the cell phone field? Is that yours?
I found it.
Okay, good. The 832-488-2762, is that your number or is that Alicia's?
That's the office number. Our office line is a cell phone so that our clients can
Good. Okay, I just wanted to make sure since that's in the cell phone field that if you got a text that it would come through, but it sounds like that's a good number. That's the office number cell phone, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Got it.
We want to okay, and you need photos. Okay, you have our it looks like you already have our logo. That's great.
I don't know if we need photos. What that's for, Laura, let me check with the verification department right now.
And our brand new website is launching, I think, later today.
Okay.
We're having a personalized website done. I already hired a guy to do it before I talked to you guys. But so he's
is
launching.
It the same domain, but
it's
a different?
It's the same domain. Okay. It's just, I'm just having it redone because the one we got when we first started was like, you know, a paint by numbers website and I wanted something very, very personalized and very, you know, because we are like, we're community based, plumbing company. So I wanted all of our own content, not a bunch of stock photos and shit. So.
Yeah. Well, you know what? To get back to that email where it says photos needed for Google optimization, that's applicable to a business that comes on board that doesn't already have a verified Google listing, but you guys have one and you added us. So don't worry about that email because if you notice the freshest email that you got from us from yesterday, it says Fisher Family Plumbing, your Google business profile is verified. So when you added us as a manager, if there was any hiccup in that where they needed pictures or something, that Google would have let us know. But since you already did that when this listing was set up, you don't have to do that step again, if that makes sense.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So you're all good there.
Yep. Wonderful. Yeah, we're at 99 reviews.
You're going to get into the triple digits. That's great. Yeah, and with our programming, things are going to go even a much quicker. So now you're going to be consistent, not only on social media, but on Google, too. So that's wonderful. I'm so glad that we were able to help you there. So awesome. So, okay.
I appreciate the call and talking me off the ledge and everything. We'll let it ride for a little bit. I do think I know it's important. You know, I know the paradigm has shifted a little bit like I said, I've been a commercial insurance agent for 2 decades. And, you know, 20 years ago, it was all about internet leads and Google ads and all that. And Google ads are still very prevalent.
Yep.
But for our industry, a service-based industry where it's like, I need somebody now, people are going on Facebook and they're asking their neighborhood pages, like, hey, who have you used? And I mean, I think our, if our company is a testament to anything, it's that.
That's what I love. The way you said you hit all the mom groups and all the community groups. I'm like, that's smart, because I see in my local community groups all the time where people say, hey, I need a handyman. Who do you recommend? And then people get on there, you know, so that's smart, you know, that you guys are like way ahead of the curve. All that, because you're doing all the hashtags and everything. And good for you. Well, I enjoyed talking to you. It's so refreshing to talk to a business owner with such a good marketing sense, because they're not always like you are.
Sometimes they're like, just put something with
stock photos. I don't care, you know? And we're like, well, we can, but we'd much rather want you to be involved, you know?
Definitely. I mean, you have to be. You have to be. In this day and age, everyone has access to everything. And if you're not going to be, if you're not going to personalize it, then don't even bother. I agree too.
100%. That's why I say it's so refreshing to talk to you. And I definitely enjoyed our conversation. So if you need anything down the road, feel free to call me. And then if not, have a really nice weekend coming up too. Okay.
Thank you so much. You too. All right. You have a great weekend.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye.